Ooh, what's that? It's silence. Hey, this is Widget Walls. This is the NeedCoffee.com podcast. There's no theme music. Yeah, so I have sent a feeler out to a particular band who I would desperately like to use one of their songs for this recommendations podcast, but have not heard back yet. So the title only makes sense with some music behind it. So you'll just have to trust me that there is a title coming, and that also that there will be music at some point. So let's just pretend that we've just heard some awesome kick-ass music, and we'll move on from there. So this is Widget Walls, NeedCoffee.com podcast. We're trying this out. This is your weekend recommendations, and here's where we're coming from with this. It's Friday morning, okay? You've made it through the work week. And because we're here and we're all friends, we can just admit to ourselves that the work week kind of sucked. It not only just literally sucked, but it sucked out our will to live, our collective will to live. And we're looking down the barrel at Friday. We're in the chute and half brain dead. So there's the weekend. You've got Friday night, you got Saturday, you got Sunday. And then, for some of us, you got Sunday night to prepare for all the crap that you need to get done Monday. So time is at a premium. So what we've always tried to do with the recommendations is throw out some ideas for things that you could do, read, listen to, go see for your weekend. So you can, if you're in your car, please try not to jot down notes. You can always, come back to wherever you were in the podcast when you, ah, oh, that's beautiful. And like the heads up, we're going to get the cover art and everything up onto the site so that you can see what the hell I'm talking about. And there will be Amazon links. Obviously, you won't be able to order something from Amazon and get it in for this weekend, but we've got such a library of recommendations that I'm sure you can find something. And for those of you who are joining us later, and maybe after the weekend, where the hell were you? So anyway, that's the deal. You're almost to the weekend. We're going to try to get you the rest of the way, and that's why we're here. So, obviously, looking into the cinema, there is one movie that I think stands head and shoulders above the rest, and that's Snakes on a Plane. I think it's fairly obvious why. We're hoping for Tremors-level goodness. It's Sam Jackson, and, if nothing else, Snakes on a Plane deserves to get a lot of box office just for them listening to the folks on the internet and, getting their feedback, getting them involved. And hell, they reshot scenes based on internet feedback. Has that happened before on a film of this size? I don't know. But they deserve coin for that. So I'm gonna go see it. And as I mentioned on Which Goes Off, I want Snakes on a Plane first weekend to beat Superman Returns first weekend and complete the humiliation of that film. So that would be lovely. So anyway, Snakes on a Plane obviously should be your movie choice. Now let's dive into some particular kinds of media here. Audiobooks. First up, this is from Simon and Schuster, and eventually maybe we'll have like clips of this to share. That would be kind of cool. But Simon & Schuster has got The Poe Shadow by Matthew Pearl. This is the guy who did The Dante Club. It's read by Eric Singer. And I'm a sucker for anything that involves Edgar Allan Poe. I'm a Poe fiend. And this is basically, it takes place after Poe's death, where there's this lawyer in Baltimore who is trying to basically investigate what really happened. And I would love to see a roundup of all the books that have been about, well, what really happened when Poe left, And so he basically has to go and seek out the person that Poe based his most famous detective on. Aha. So anyway, you've got that going for you as well. And this is unabridged, 14 CDs, and it clocks in. Have we got a clock here? Do we have a clock here? I'm looking. Oh yeah, 16 hours. So that's a nice good commute for at least a week for some of you. So that's the Poe Shadow. I'm being followed by a Poe Shadow. Poe Shadow, Poe Shadow. That was terrible, but it's 4 in the morning. So that's the Poe Shadow. Very, very interesting. Also, for those who talking about mysteries and such like that, the Tantor Media has got something called Holmes on the Range. And yes, that is Holmes as in Sherlock, which is basically about these two cowboys. And one of them latches on to the idea of Sherlock Holmes and really digs that after he hears a story. And when they go out to this ranch, and then of course people start dying, dun dun, he gets to go and start, put on the, I don't, actually puts on the hat, but he's probably already got a hat, one of those 10-gallon hats, or 8-gallon if he can't afford the 10. But basically, yes. So it's kind of like a Sherlock Holmes Western mashup, with this guy who wants to be Sherlock, and that is also unabridged. And quite amusing. That's by Steve Hawkins Smith, and again, that's from Tantor. It's read by William Dufresne. I believe it is pronounced Dufresne. William, please don't hate me if it's actually Dufris for some strange reason. So there is that. For those of you who would like something a little more highbrow, I would like to throw out Cædmon's Essential Elliot, read by T.S. Eliot. And again, I'm a sucker for T.S. Eliot. Any poet has got, just like any band has got to deal with the Beatles. You can't really get around the Beatles. Every poet, I think, has to deal with T.S. Eliot, or they're in denial. So this is, I'm always a fan of people reading their own stuff. This is Eliot, and he's reading, among other things, The Wasteland, The Hollow Man, Whispers of Immortality. he reads Macavity from Old Possum's book. Sadly, I wish the four quartets were on here, but I think that might be on one of the extended ones. This is just an hour-long, one compact disc, quickie thing. So if you need some quick highbrow poetry, we will throw that out at you. Now, for those of you who actually read, God bless you, first of all. Let's see. First up, as far as history goes, Terry Jones's Barbarians is from BBC Books, and I've got things just sliding off my desk here. It's by Terry Jones and Alan Ierra. Ierra? I don't know. I'm so bad with names. Ierra. Pronounce that as you will. Basically, this is to go along with a BBC series, which I've seen, which is absolutely fascinating, because basically it. We all know about, well, I mean, the barbarians, the Goths and the Celts and everybody, and they were, according to the usual Roman take on things, filthy, nasty, heathens, uncivilized, good for doing much of n not much of nothing except, like storming Rome and burning it to the ground and stuff, and killing people and looting and pillaging and all that stuff. Apparently, that's not the case, as they, had their own civilizations, and the Romans had their own motives for going in and trying to wipe them out. So, absolutely fascinating series and book. So, Terry Jones's Barbarians, and if you can imagine, this is indeed the Terry Jones from Monty Python. So it's not going to be dry in the least. So there is that for you. From Chicago Review Press, for those of you who enjoy books about movies, if I can dig down into the stack here and snag it. Disaster Movies, which pretty much covers exactly what you're thinking about. Everything from basically all of the shit blowing up and people dying and volcanoes and tornadoes and everything, it takes you through. All of them, with some, posters. I'm looking here at some of these great. This great War of the Worlds poster that's in here. Jesus, wouldn't I want one of those? Oh, and Kingdom of the Spiders. My God, that's genius. Anyway, I am a sucker for disaster movies, especially. They're talking here on the back about Towering Inferno and Poseidon Adventure, Irwin Allen movies. I have. If you know me and you've been listening to me for a while, I love Irwin Allen movies. So there's this is basically your guide. It's more of a movie by movie, blow by blow type of thing, rather than a lot of essays of them. It's mostly reviews and such. So if you want to get that, and I love this because it's broken up into, killer bees and aliens and fires and stuff like that. So it's good. So if you would like a little eschatology with your weekend, movies and such, disaster movies, that's from Chicago Review Press. As far as horror goes, well, I just finished reading Monster Island from Thundermouth Press, and this was actually blogged first before it was published. And let me just look up the Wellington is the author's name, but I want to make sure I'm, yes, David Wellington. Quite a fascinating book. It's, you know me and zombies, and again, we're dealing with a lot of stuff that I like here, but who doesn't like zombies? It's fascinating in that there's some really great ideas in here that you know I haven't seen played with before. Anytime that you can take a well-worn genre like the zombie movie or the zombie novel and play around with it in a new and different way, I will sit up and take notice. And I was especially pleased with the ending. I got to the end, I won't say too much about it, but the end of a zombie, the genre dictates what the end of that is supposed to be, and he played with that very well as well. So again, it was blogged. You can go and I'll probably put a link to it in the recommendations article when that goes up, so that you can go sample it. But absolutely fascinating in the first part of a trilogy. So have not checked out Monster Nation, which is the second book yet. But that should be interesting. That is from Thunder's Mouth Press. And last but not least, and just from a standard book standpoint, kind of business, kind of online, kind of technical type of thing, technological rather, is The Long Tail by Chris Anderson of Wired. And this is another thing that's been blogged. And you know me and blogging novels, huh? Basically talking about how he's done some research about how the internet gives us access to, rather than, what's the simplest way to put this? Rather than just having access to blockbusters, we now can, through, I mean, the magic of Amazon, we can go and order pretty much anything that we want. We can cater to whatever niche that we have that we want to play around with. Like with me, you know, I was just talking about what Irwin Allen movies, zombies, and Edgar Allan Poe. Rather than having to, you know, wait for some blockbuster or some big book to come out like that, somebody could write a book about Edgar Allan Poe, self-publish it, and that could be a small hit for them, as opposed to it being a hit for, like some larger Time Warner books or something like that. So it's basically the subtitle, Why the Future of Business is Selling Less of More. It's basically how you're spreading out products to sell, well, basically that more a different variety. You're not selling blockbusters. You're selling a variety of things to deal with all these particular people and everyone's tastes. So fascinating read. I've been following his blog, and there's some great points in here. So if you're interested in the future of business, thanks to the wonderful interwebs, you might want to check this out. And that is from Hyperion Books. One last thing on books, as far as suspense stuff goes, if that is your forte, then you should check out the Ruins from Scott Smith. This is coming out from Knopf Publishers. This is the guy who did, you might remember, A Simple Plan, which got turned into the film with Billy Bob Thornton, Bill Paxton, and Bridget Fonda, if I'm remembering correctly, which was actually pretty sweet. But so this is his follow-up after that, and basically it's about some people who are out on vacation, and so they go to look for one of them, and who has gotten lost in the Mayan ruins, and they come across something very terrifying, and hijinks ensue, basically. Now, I don't want to give anything away, but basically what the terrifying thing they stumble across is Mel Gibson shooting his last movie. No, I'm lying. But no, basically, as far as summer reads, as the summer winds down, if you want just one of those nice little page-turning thrillers, The Ruins from Scott Smith is something to consider. So be aware of that. So that is actual books. Let's get into some stuff with pictures. Like, for example, from Dark Horse, we've got Yoshitaka Amano's The Tale of Genji. And basically, I mean, it is a mono, so I'm not sure what else you need to know. It's a work of classic Japanese literature adapted by Amano, and you could not even know the story. You could care less about the story and still watch, flip through and see Amano's artwork, which I absolutely love. And I swear to God, I wish that half of the stuff he had put out was available in fine print, so I could just wallpaper a house with it. So if you know anything about Amano, he had worked with the Dream Hunters with Gaiman. He had done he designed Final Fantasy, Vampire Hunter D. He designed as well. Just amazing stuff. So you definitely want to check that out from Dark Horse, from our friends at excuse me while I knock things over here to dig this out. From our friends at Fantagraphics, since we were talking about Neil Gaiman, this is interesting. The Sandman Papers, which is basically a series of essays edited by Joe Sanders, that covers exactly what it says it covers, which is the Sandman, all 75 issues of that. So basically, this is 12 articles covering the Sandman. And it's taking it from the example of a scholarly work. Some of it deals with specific stories, specific characters. Some of it deals with specific themes. So it's pretty fascinating. So if you've read everything that there is to read on the Sandman, well, you haven't, because this is out now. So I would definitely check it out if you appreciate the literature that is Sandman. So wonderful to talk about comic books as literature. Unlike most things that are coming out these days in comic books. What else have we got? Ah, yes. From Image and the folks at McFarlane, be aware that they have collected the first volume of Brian Michael Bendis's work on Sam and Twitch. And it's interesting. I haven't been the biggest fan of Spawn, the actual Spawn character, the Spawn comic book. The character, I think, was a fascinating idea. And I don't know that justice has been done to the character, but Sam and Twitch, the spin-off of the two cops, actually I enjoy quite a bit. And Bendis takes a lot of shit from a lot of people, but I think he's just an incredible writer who has been stretched too thin, because Marvel knows that they are basically he's basically carrying Marvel for the most part. So if you like crime, if you like noir, if you like thrillers type of thing, be sure and check out Sam and Twitch, the first volume of that. Also, when we're talking about comics, classic comics, well, classic comics kind of reinvented, I guess you would say, Phantom, Lee Falk's The Phantom is being published by Moonstone, and they've recently published a collection, Legacy. And it basically tells the origin of the Phantom. And, it. As far as the Phantom goes, I that and like Prince Valiant and these comic strips that always tried to tell a story, I never could get into those, because basically you're getting four panels, right? Three or four panels, and they what they normally were just on Sundays, right? So it was like an entire story would take 10 years to tell. It was just amazing, and I just couldn't get into it. And at the time when I was actually, when people still read newspapers, I couldn't remember things for a week. I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Did I have breakfast? I don't even know. Anyway, Ben Rabb writes this for Moonstone, and be aware, it's not your normal comic book graphic novel. It's more of a story, text story with accompanying illustrations. So there is that. As far as comedy goes, there is a great series from NBM called Crypto Zoo Crew, and you might have seen some of the coverage that we've done of that before from last year when I found those guys at Comic-Con. Well, I mean, I didn't discover them, mindly. I just kind of stumbled across them for myself. But very entertaining, well, I mean, you can tell from the title, cryptozoologist and his wife are going out and having adventures and running into skunk apes and pterodactyls and stuff like that. But very, very hilarious stuff from Alan Gross and Jerry Carr. And I dig that Art Bell-esque type of things. So to see it handled with a touch of comedy is quite nice. And they're basically putting it out in graphic novel form, already collected. So be sure to go out and support them with that, because it's good stuff. And again, it's nice to be talking about comic books that are actually worth reading for a change. And speaking of worth reading, one last bit of comic book goodness. Oddly Normal which I've talked about multiple times before, by Otis Frampton. It's being published by Viper Comics, and the first volume of that has been collected in a graphic novel form. And you know, we've talked multiple times, and now that I'm going to be podcasting multiple shows, I've not going to be able to tell you where I've talked about it. But as far as comics for kids go, if you're one of these people like me who grew up with comics and look at, you know, we grew up probably, I think the most of us, DC or Marvel, but look at DC or Marvel and wouldn't, you know, wouldn't dream of giving that to your kids. Something like Oddly Normal is exactly what you were looking for. Young girl whose parents disappear, and it turns out that as most, you know, fantasy adventure novels go with novels or stories with young people, she's actually half you know, has a legacy from half of a legacy from being magical from a place called Fig Nation. And so basically, with her parents gone, she has to go to Fig Nation, and it's perfect for any kid who's been concerned about having to move to a new school, because she's moving, you know, she's moving to a new school, and her friends are going to turn out to be like ghosts and the Frankenstein monster and stuff like that. So very entertaining for one of those all ages books that's just great. And like I said, if you're looking for something for your kids to read, that will do it for you. Okay, so DVDs. Let's jump in here. First up, recent release, Brick hits from Universal, and high school noir detective film, which when you first think about that, sounds like a recipe for disaster, but actually, it's not. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is the star, who I've always liked, and if you don't know who that is, it was the young guy from Third Rock from the Sun. And then everyone goes, oh, so he's in this, and basically is looking for this girl that he was in love with, has basically been killed, and so he's trying to figure out what the hell happened, and things just go from there. So you've got deleted extended scenes, there's a casting featurette, and also a commentary. So that is quite good from our friends at Universal. Also for adverse video, which I always enjoy, one of the things that I enjoy more than anything else is a bad movie with lots of features. And Synapse has put out a special edition of Rock and Roll Nightmare. I don't know if you remember this. You may have tried to forget it, but basically, all you need to know is hair metal band versus demons. That's pretty much how it works. And this has got a commentary from the director and the star, some featurettes, music videos, and a new introduction by the star himself. So I absolutely appreciate and love it when you have special editions of just films that should never have been made. So if you want to laugh your ass off this weekend, be sure and check that out. And I was just checking. You'll excuse me while I click here in the background. I was just checking, and yes, the soundtrack was re-released around the same time as as the film on DVD. So if you just can't get enough, be sure to go in and check that out. On the animation side of things, the third volume of the Beavis and Butthead Mike Judge collection is out. This is from Paramount and the folks at MTV, which includes a lot of obviously music videos, since that's what they're talking about. Which is odd, because I look at these, and this is after I stopped watching television, so I don't. I mean, I know the songs, Spoon Man and Down by the Water, PJ Harvey and Rollins Band Liar, although everyone's seen the Liar video, as well they should. So stuff like that, I don't think I've seen any of these others. So basically, you've got 42 cartoons, you've got music videos with commentary by the two gentlemen, you've got featurette, and that's pretty much it. It's fairly stacked. It's fairly stacked. So if you're into that sort of thing, I myself am not, but if you're into Beavis and Butthead, you should definitely check that out from Paramount. Let's see, what else have we got? Oh, yes, on the anime side of things, Manga Video has put out the first volume of Tactics, which was released a short way back, basically about supernatural investigations, which seems to be. a trend, what with supernatural and, well, 4400 isn't really supernatural. It's more ultra-natural, isn't it? Ooh, ultra-natural. So basically, if you're looking for something for anime, Manga Video's got tactics. It comes with, and anytime, again, as I've mentioned before, and Dendrain will attest to this, anytime you can get features on an anime release, everyone should be pleased. It comes with photo gallery, it comes with clean animation for the opening and closing, and original Japanese commercials and ads, which are always amusing. So basically, if you're into the supernatural and anime, there is that from Manga Video. Also, if you're looking for something that comes from across the pond, there is Allo Allo, the complete series 5, which has been released in two different parts. And basically, you've got a comedy about France during World War II, during the occupation, and a guy running a cafe who is trying to stay in business, trying to stay alive, trying to keep the Germans happy, and also work as part of the resistance. And so it's British and it's television. So what do you need to know? They do television very well. Speaking of which, not on DVD, but I'll put this as a sidebar. Life on Mars, BBC America, watch it. Trust me. This comes with backing up. 26 episodes on 4 discs, and like I said, it's in two parts, so you can purchase them separately or together on Amazon. How nice of them! Classic stuff. They have released yet another bit of Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and I mentioned Irwin Allen earlier when we were talking about disaster movies. This show isn't a disaster. Well, it depends on how you look at it, but I absolutely love this show because it's Irwin Allen and it's done completely on the cheap. So, this is the second volume of the first season of the show, available from Fox. 16 episodes across 3 discs, comes with a blooper reel, comes with interviews, and if you love the show, you've got to check this out. If you've never seen it, you've got to check it out. Basically, bear in mind that they literally used to have folks dressed up as aliens for Lost in Space, and then they would come over and they would be an alien or some kind of sea life in Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea in the same outfit. That's how on the cheap they were doing it. Sheer genius. I used to watch this show as a kid and just absolutely loved it. Irwin Allen, genius. So be aware that's out from Fox. On the comedy side of things, obviously, the movie has hit, so they have released all 3 seasons of Strangers with Candy in a little trapper keeper like packaging here, which is quite amusing. So you've got all 3 seasons, like I said, 30 episodes, 6 discs, all right, in the trapper keeper. You've got new director's cuts of 2 episodes. There's deleted scenes. There's interviews. There's 9 episodes come with commentary. So the original pilot is on here. So if you like the show, and I'll tell you, my favorite part of this obviously is Stephen Colbert. So a lot of people have only know Stephen Colbert from Daily Show and the Colbert Report. He was funny as shit even before he got involved with that. So you owe it to yourself to check this out, if nothing else, for him if you're a fan. But it's a funny show regardless. Let's see, what else? Where is my other sheet? Oh my God. I was having a flashback and I ate the other sheet. Oh, here it is. Okay. And I know this must be, I wonder how this sounds in a car with a nice sound system where shit is just falling off my desk. It probably makes it more exciting. You can pretend like it's an action adventure or something. I have no idea. So as far as fantasy goes, this is a little bit dark fantasy, but fantasy nonetheless. There is Night Watch, which has been released by Fox, and the title is on here in Russian, but my Russian's a little rusty. It's Nochnoi Dozor or something like that, which I think translates roughly into English as "Yes, actually, we do have a film industry. Thank you very much." But again, Russian English is not my forte. Basically, all you need to know about this film is good and evil in balance, and they get out of balance, and ass kicking must ensue. And it's freaky, and it's done in Russian. And apparently it was a huge hit over there. So it comes with optional commentary, subtitle commentary, and it's if I remember it correctly, it's part of a trilogy as well. Trilogies, people are big on trilogies. So that's out and definitely worth seeing. On the straight up horror, more of the freaky type of thing, MPI has recently put out Magic, and you might not remember Magic because the actual title's kind of bland, but basically it's Anthony, very young Anthony Hopkins, kind of like Line in Winter looking Anthony Hopkins, along with Anne Margaret Burgess Meredith, right? David Ogden Stiers is in here as well, and it's the freaky ventriloquist movie. Okay, we all saw this like at 2 in the morning on one of the three networks when we were a kid, and we had no idea what the hell was going on. But basically, that's what will jog your memory. Anthony Hopkins, freaky ventriloquist dummy movie. But basically, it's what happens when the dummy takes over. And although you can, see for yourself what happens when that takes place, because that's what happened with Need Coffee. But anyway, so that's Magic, that's come out from MPI, and actually has some features on it, which is good. Some interviews. Anthony Hopkins does a radio interview. They have that on there, and a makeup test for Anne Margaret. So there's that. God, I'm losing my voice. That's not good. From the documentary side of things, again, going back to the BBC, there is the Hiroshima documentary. Not exactly a pick-me-up type of title, if you can but imagine. It's kind of a combination of docudrama, of reenactments, along with interviews and such like that. There's an interview with a producer on the DVD. Newsreel footage and more. So that's coming from the BBC, and of course the BBC does pretty much everything well. I would be fascinated to I would actually want to see a DVD collection of things the BBC has done poorly, because there must be something over there that's not done right, but it never makes it over here, so we never see it. So we just have this lofty opinion of BBC stuff because they even if the stuff that they bring over here is all that's it's good, it's still like blows away most of American television easily without even having to work up a sweat. It's just depressing. For family, if you have one and are trying to find something friendly to watch, then we'll suggest to you Walt Disney's Eight Below. And remember, this is for those of you with kids, or if you like dogs, because it is a dog movie after all. You pretty much know what it's about. The commercials were incredibly cheesy, but if that's what you need, and if your kids like dogs, then you'll probably dig the movie as well. Dogs get left behind, and it's a rescue type of scenario. And it's I guess Paul Walker turned down Tokyo Drift to do this. I have no idea when it was actually shot in relation to Fast and the Furious, but wise move, Paul. Thank you. Comes with a commentary. Comes with deleted scenes, also with commentary and a making of featurette. And again, this stuff is for family, as well as I'll go ahead and throw this out since we're talking about Disney. We talked specifically on Woody Goes Off about the power of the young girl demographic to make things work. Cowbells. And it's kind of terrifying to even talk about this. Especially some of the Disney family stuff, like for tweens and teenagers or whatever they're calling them these days, is kind of terrifying. But basically, this is a TV movie that about two girls that go out to a dairy to work, and they're rich. And it's from what I can tell, it's like what is it? What is that? Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie, The Simple Life, or whatever it's called, The Simpletons. I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of like that, but probably less raunchy and more kid-friendly, and it comes with an alternate ending. So young girls will like it. The rest of us should run away screaming. But again, these are specific. There's a wide variety of titles that we're throwing at you. As far as television goes, they've released the first 10 episodes of Commander in Chief. They're calling it the inaugural edition. It's part one of the complete series, and basically, when you receive something that says the complete series on it, and it's television, and it's 3 or 4 discs, you know that it just basically it didn't cut it, and was gone very quickly. I'm startled by how many series we get in here to review that are the complete series. And it's just, wow, Jesus, they didn't give this a chance, did they? Commander in Chief, of course, Geena Davis, as the first female president, Donald Sutherland, the ever excellent Harry J. Lennox, who needs more work. Very bare bones. It's just 10 episodes on two discs. But if you liked the show or you never got a chance to check out the show, that'll be your way to do it. I'm not sure when the. Let's see. Oh, I've got it right here. The second part of the complete series is actually coming out. If Amazon will come up here, I will tell you. It's coming out shortly here in September, and then I'm sure they will release the complete series and try and double dip. So I don't know. Maybe the full version will come out with features. So be aware of that. Rental if nothing else. And last but not least, for a Japanese title, non-anime, we're gonna have to go with Ultraman. Yes, Ultraman, the first 20 episodes have hit thanks to the folks at BCI. This is the first volume of the first series, and it's unique in that you've got the unedited versions that aired in Japan so that you can see them as they originally appeared over there, and not as always happens when stuff is imported over here, edited for commercials and all kinds of crap like that. So there's interviews with the folks who did the dub. There's an encyclopedia of the monsters, the kaiju involved with the show, and a booklet that comes along with it. So fans of the show, Ernie Klein is watching his right now. So if you want to be like Ernie, you want to grab this because after all, it's freaking Ultraman. So there you go. All right, those are some options. Obviously, there are other things that you could be doing with your time. And we'll probably list some of those too as time goes on. Not sure what we're going to do with this yet, but we're just playing around with the idea. Waiting to hear back, fingers crossed about the theme music that I want. So we'll see what happens with that, and then you'll finally know what this frickin' show is called. Beyond that, there are certain things that we'd love. If there's things that you would like to suggest, I'd like to hear about them. If there's products that we're not talking about, I'd like to hear about those too. If there are people who out there who have bands or stuff that they want to send us music that we can include in this, because after all, this is a Friday morning show and we need to wake your ass up, I'm fine with that too. I'm fine. We're flexible. We're crazy caffeinated flexible people, and so we're just playing around with this to see what we can do with it. So let me know your feedback. Widgesucks@needcoffee.com. That's the way to get in touch with me. WIDGESUCKS. And hopefully, when I edit this down to maybe take out some of the sounds of landslides off of my desk, I know you will never see a picture of it. Don't even ask. Then maybe this will get down to under an hour or something. So hopefully this was helpful to you. Let me know what you think. This is the Weekend Recommendations podcast. Have a good weekend, and we will see you next time. Be good. Oh, and pretend the theme music is here too.